Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Jaundice can be defined as that yellow color seen in the skin of many newborns, and it can happen when a chemical called bilirubin builds up in the baby's blood, and it can occur in babies really of any race or color, but it may not be as scary as we all think. My guest is Dr. Christy Waterberg. She's a professor of pediatrics at the University of New Mexico. Welcome to the show, Dr. Waterberg. Tell us a little bit about jaundice. Give us a working definition, and then tell us what the treatments and follow-up are like.
Great. Thanks for having me on the show. Jaundice, as you said, is a color, and it represents the breakdown product from red blood cells. That's bilirubin. It's very common in the newborn. Babies are born with hematocrits higher than normal, with more red blood cells than most of us will have, and those red blood cells normally break down over time. Babies' livers are not quite ready to handle it because the mom has been handling the breakdown products, the bilirubin, for them while they were inside, and now the baby has to do that. And so the bilirubin is traveling in the bloodstream hooked onto a protein called albumin, and while it stays hooked onto the protein called albumin, it's not going to cause any trouble. For some babies, at some times, the bilirubin gets higher, and then we start to worry that it is going to be too much bilirubin for the amount of albumin that you have in your bloodstream. And when it gets to be free bilirubin all by itself, it can cause trouble. It can cross over into the brain through the blood-brain barrier and be toxic to the neurons in the brain. So it's a tough thing because, for the most part, it's perfectly fine and you don't have to worry about it. But if it gets too high and you're not watching it, it can get the baby into trouble.
Okay, so you've developed guidelines. No, go on.
We've developed guidelines over time, and now it is recommended that every baby be screened for their bilirubin level between 24 and 48 hours. And then we can put you on these little graphs that tell us, well, do we think this baby's going to get into more trouble or not? And that's one reason we want to see the babies at 24 to 48 hours in the hospital, or if you've been born at home, then to return to your pediatrician or family care practitioner to follow the baby up.
So now, are there certain risk factors that a mother should watch out for that would predispose her to having a baby that gets jaundice?
Well, there are a lot of different factors, including an Asian race, or boys are higher than girls, or any individual thing. That's not really so helpful as to just watch what's happening with your baby over time. The one thing that is important to watch is as you're starting to breastfeed your baby, you need to make sure that that's actually going well. And use your support systems, use your physician or your nurse practitioner to help you make sure that the baby's latching on, is getting the breast milk that they need, because if the baby gets dehydrated, loses weight and gets dehydrated, then the bilirubin, which is normally excreted with the stool, just sort of recirculates, and then it can get up higher and higher.
So breastfeeding babies, yes, have a higher risk of jaundice, as do premature births?
Breastfeeding babies have a higher risk. Certainly preterm babies have a higher risk. Those babies are generally going to be in the hospital for that first few days as we watch and make sure that they're feeding okay and growing okay and things are going well with them. So those babies are generally going to be watched more closely by hospital personnel. If you have a baby and you take them home with you at a day or two, then you need to be watching and seeing, making sure that you have wet diapers and that your baby is doing well.
What are the treatments? You know, we've heard about the light therapy, phototherapy. What do they do for babies with jaundice?
Well, jaundice, as you said, is bilirubin that you can see. And you can see it because it's in the skin as well as all over the rest of the baby. So when you shine a particular wavelength of light on the baby's skin, it changes that bilirubin into something else called biliverdin. And then it can be excreted from the baby without using the liver to make it conjugated and excreted. So that helps the baby get rid of it. It decreases the bilirubin that the baby has to work with.
And how long do they have to be in this kind of light therapy generally?
obviously, it's going to be different for different babies. Some babies are getting up high. We put them under the lights for a day or so. They get feeding better, and they're getting more hydrated. They start stooling better, and they can come out and go home. Some babies have other reasons to have a higher bilirubin, or it stays up longer because maybe their blood type is different than their mom's. And so those babies may need to stay under the light for a number of days.
Is there, I mean, can this be, as we said before, it isn't maybe as scary as it looks. It's one of those things that terrifies you, but is generally treatable.
Absolutely.
But it can be, it can turn into a much more serious condition.
And that's why it's so important to be monitoring the babies. And people look at a baby and they think they can see how yellow it is, and there have been studies done that say, no, you can't. You know, you think the baby's really yellow and it's not, or you don't see the baby as being yellow and it really is. And, of course, babies with darker skin are going to look different in terms of their bilirubin. So you need to follow it, because if it's followed along, and if you need to go under lights, you go under lights. And in very rare circumstances, perhaps it continues to go up because, as I said, the baby's blood type is different than the mother's, then you can even exchange the baby's blood for blood that doesn't have those antigens on it. But if you can treat babies with any one of those types of therapies, you can avoid a terrifying neurologic disease. If, on the other hand, we don't see the baby and the bilirubin gets up so high that it causes trouble, that's permanent. That's permanent damage that doesn't have to happen.
And what about once you get this baby home? So whether you've, you know, the baby develops it right after birth or a day or two later, and they're in the hospital and they've had the treatments, and then you're kind of afraid to take them home. I mean, you're a neonatologist, right? And
right.
So any parent that takes home a baby that's had anything, it's got to be absolutely terrified when they get home.
Of course.
So
of course.
Then what do you recommend for those
baby.
Parents? Yeah, if it's your first baby, everything's terrifying.
Right.
But once you get home with a baby that's had jaundice, then what?
I think that your pediatrician or family practice doc should be telling you to come back and have a follow-up. Make sure that the weight is doing well. Make sure that the bilirubin's okay in a day or two. And hopefully that'll help reassure you, yes, it's still down. Or maybe something was missed. Everybody did the right thing, but something came up, and then they can see that the bilirubin's gone back up or that your baby's lost weight, and they can continue to help you provide care for your baby. I think continuing follow-up so that you can make sure things are going well is the most important thing.
And what about feedings? You know, as a mother would want to feed more, are you going to be watching the amounts? Is there something along those lines that would help you kind of keep track?
Yes. We obviously encourage moms to breastfeed, so you don't know exactly how much your baby's getting, but you know how it can feel when you know you've got milk in there and then you don't. A first-time mom, that may not be true. She may not have that understanding of how it feels, right? She hasn't done that before. So what you keep track of are really the number of wet diapers that your baby has. You want your baby to have a wet diaper about 7 or 8 times a day, maybe, as a newborn. You want to make sure that they're having stools, that they're passing stools, because that's how the bilirubin gets out. And you want to make sure that they look nice and wet, that they have, you know, that their lips and their gums are not dry, that their eyes are nice and shiny. You want to, those are the ways that you can tell your baby's well hydrated.
So in the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Waterberg, your best advice for any new parent who has experienced jaundice in their new babies, or, you know, somebody who's pregnant right now?
I think that you can say that things are statistically this or that, but for any individual mom and baby, the most important thing is to talk to your healthcare providers, to keep following up, to make sure that your baby is being seen as they're supposed to be seen, so that if something comes up that's unexpected, you don't sit at home and scratch your head and say, gee, should I bother the doctor? No, you should bother the doctor.
That's always the best advice. Go right to your pediatrician if you have any questions, because it is about the health of your children right here on Healthy Children on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.